Mike Zweifel here with WEKZ AM 1260 and FM 95.5 as we're pleased to be joined here today with Stroke Awareness Month being the month of May and today being May Day, May 1st. We're pleased to be joined by FHN Stroke Program Coordinator Tracy Love. Tracy, thanks for joining us here on the program. We appreciate having you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, May is Stroke Awareness Month, Tracy, as we just pointed out, and we hear a lot about stroke and stroke prevention in the news, in the media. Can you tell us a little bit about, and please define what a stroke actually is?
Sure. So what stroke is actually is it's a disruption in the blood flow into the brain. It's either going to happen by what we call, you know, an occlusion or a clot, something that sticks in the blood vessel and doesn't allow blood to then go downstream from that blockage, from that clot. That's one type of stroke. Another type of stroke is actually where you can have a break or a rupture in a vessel in the brain. And it's, if you think about in plumbing, you know, when your pipe bursts, all the blood then flows out into the brain. So that's what we call a hemorrhagic stroke. That's much less common. The most common is the first type, which is a clot that sticks in the brain, and we call those ischemic strokes.
Now, Tracy, good news is that stroke is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, and it's actually been improving steadily. That's good news. What has contributed to this?
I think a lot of the reason why we're seeing stroke deaths go down in our country is because there's a lot more awareness. Over the past several years since I've been working my position, you know, there's been across the country and especially within our area, a lot of push to try to get information out to the public on, you know, what our signs and symptoms are of a stroke. And also, I think there's a lot of improvements on how our initial providers are helping people to decrease their risk factors, such as high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, trying to make sure that people are taking better care of themselves, which is helping to bring this down. A lot of our treatments in the hospitals, too, have improved very much over the years, and we're really getting into how to help people prevent a second or a third stroke from happening if they've had their first.
Tracy, let's talk about a TIA attack. What is this, and how is it different?
So a TIA, or a transient ischemic attack, as it's usually called, is a lot of people say it's a mini stroke. And what a TIA actually is a person will have the exact same signs and symptoms of a stroke, but the symptoms will get better and go away. Usually, the clinical definition is within 24 hours, somebody will improve. What we usually see is within about 30 to 60 minutes, they'll have the signs and symptoms of a stroke, and the symptoms will actually go away. You know, the good part of that is the person did not have an actual stroke, but they obviously have some risk factors that are leading them to potentially have a stroke. So it's still very important that you get to a hospital right away, because you may not know if it's a TIA versus a stroke. And then if we do diagnose you with a TIA, it's still really important we keep people in the hospital about 24 hours to make sure that we do extra testing to make sure we find different ways to help them prevent from ever actually having a stroke.
Tracy Love, our guest, FHN Stroke Program Coordinator. Tracy, what are some symptoms of a stroke that a person would notice in themselves or of someone else?
Sure. So biggest thing to remember is the symptoms are going to come on suddenly. It's not something that's going to come on gradually over time. It's usually you were fine and now, bang, something has happened and those symptoms have started. It can be numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg. It's usually on one side of the body. It can be any confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. It can be trouble with your vision, like seeing in one eye might be blurred, or you may lose vision in one eye. Any trouble walking, dizziness, sudden loss of balance, or severe headache. And it's not a migraine. It's nothing that, like I said, that comes on really slow. It's usually, a lot of people describe it as a thunderclap. It's a very severe headache that comes on immediately, and there's usually no identifiable cause.
Tracy, is there an acronym to remind people of how to do a quick check when they think someone may be having a stroke?
There is. We had always told people for many years to use the acronym of FAST, which is face, arm, speech, and time. And now we've kind of moved that up to even saying BFAST, which is also balance and eyes. So if you go by BFAST, it's the B is balance. So again, you know, are you losing your balance? You aren't able to stand. Eyes, again, it's that, do you have a sudden loss of vision in one eye or sudden blurriness that happens? F is for face, which means any facial drooping. If you look at someone and it looks like one side of their face is drooping lower or looks like it's you can't see as many teeth on one side as the other, haven't tried to smile, and if you can see more teeth on one side of the mouth than the other, that would be a facial droop. Speech, or arms, I mean, you would put both arms out, and if one arm cannot raise up or falls down but the other arm stays up, that would be a positive sign. Or speech, if they start to talk, and have them say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. If it sounds slurred, sounds like they're having a hard time talking or they're not able to say it at all, any of those is a positive sign for a possible stroke. And then the T means time. And it's the time to call 911. You should not wait at home for someone to come pick you up. You should not wait at home and go to bed and think your symptoms will get better. It truly is a medical emergency where you need to get to the hospital. We always recommend call 911.
And Tracy, why is it so important to get a stroke victim to the ER as quickly as possible?
That's a very good question, and it's really all about time. All of our treatments with stroke patients are all time dependent. There are medications out there that if you're having the type of stroke that's a clot in the brain, there are some medications out there to treat that clot, to break that up, dissolve it so that we can get blood flow going back into the brain again. But that's a very time-sensitive medication. We have up to 3 hours in almost all patients, and then in some specific patients, we have up to 4.5 hours to give that medication. And then after 4.5 hours, we're not able to give it. There are a lot of new treatments out there now with the ability for a person to go into a cath lab and have almost like a small surgery where they can go in and remove the clot. But again, that takes time too, and there's only certain time limits on those as well. So it's getting to the hospital, closest hospital to you, as fast as you can.
Tracy Love with us here, again, FHN Stroke Program Coordinator. Tracy, what can people do to help prevent strokes?
It's really knowing what your risk factors are for a stroke. Some of the biggest risk factors for strokes are high blood pressure. So I tell people, you know, at least once a year, if you're, you know, going in for a physical, talk to your providers. Make sure you know what your blood pressure numbers are. If you have a blood pressure that's 140 over 90 or greater, that could be the beginnings of high blood pressure, and you need to make sure you're working with your doctor to bring those numbers down. Any heart disease, diabetes, if someone knows they have diabetes, it's making sure you're keeping your blood sugars where your provider has recommended it, and to make sure you're taking your medications. If you smoke, you definitely should quit. People who smoke are much higher risk of having a stroke than people who don't. Again, having a carotid artery disease, atrial fibrillation is where the top two chambers of the heart are not pumping correctly. They kind of quiver, and people have a risk of building up blood clots because of that. So if you know you have atrial fibrillation, it's making sure, you're taking your medications the way your provider instructed you to and making sure you're having regular checkups. Other things that can cause risk factors for stroke are obesity, excessive alcohol intake, and lack of exercise, too.
Tracy,
so it's really knowing all those.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy, about that.
That's okay.
The ER at FHN, some sophisticated equipment to help with stroke victims. Tell us a little bit about this equipment.
Yes, so we, just a few years ago, had purchased a robot. So we have a robot within our emergency department that has us uplinked through a teleneurology program, which means we have neurologists from around the country who are able to come into this robot and help our ED providers to assess our patients within the hospital. They really work collaboratively with our whole emergency room and stroke team to give us the best evidence-based practice guidelines out there for our stroke patients so that we are able to get a rapid diagnosis and come up with a good treatment plan for the patients right away. We wheel the robot into the room. It's a two-way camera so that a patient is able to see their doctor and the doctor is able to see the patient and help assess that patient. And then all of our team work together with the doctor on the other end so that they're able to come up with the best treatment plan.
Wow. FHN Memorial Hospital, Tracy, have also received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital, including the most recent one that's really quite an achievement. Now, tell us about that.
So we were able to receive the Get With The Guidelines Gold Plus Award in 2017. And what that means is we have always been part of the Get With The Guidelines program, which is a national registry where we're able to look at how our outcomes are for our stroke patients and compare that to other hospitals. And to meet the Gold Plus Award, we have to have 8 measures that we meet at 85% or higher, and also an extra 5 that we have to meet at 75% or higher. And we did that for 2 years in a row to receive this gold designation. What it really shows is that our hospital is using the best evidence out there to take the best care of our patients, and we're making sure they're going home with the right tools to help them be successful at home.
A lot of great information today, Tracy, about Stroke Awareness Month, also about stroke prevention, and also about treatment options, and also how to get there fast. And if someone would like to get in touch with you to speak to their organization about stroke prevention, treatment, or just to get more information in general about general stroke care, how can they do so?
They can get a hold of me at the hospital. You can always reach me at www.fhn.org, or you can also call the hospital's main line at 815-599-6000, and you can just ask for Tracy Love, the stroke coordinator.
Tracy, thanks again for taking the time here. Again, a lot of great information. Have yourself a great rest of the day, and looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
And thank you so much for your time.
All right, Tracy Love, our guest here today, FHN Stroke Program Coordinator, talking about Stroke Awareness Month here in the month of May.